Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today's gospel, of course, is very clear. Jesus is telling us about the importance of faith in our life. But before I get into that, I want to share two brief stories with you that I always think of when I read this gospel. One is I was growing up in Chicago in the 1950s, and Chicago, of course, is not like California. It's very flat. And there appeared billboards around the city. It said, "I will bring a mountain to Chicago," signed by Captain Folger. These two ladies were sitting on the bus and saying, "Now, where can they get a, can he get a mountain and bring it to Chicago? Where is he going to put it?" So finally, one of the men on the bus turned around and said, "Ladies, Captain Folger, he's trying to break into the coffee market in Chicago. Mountain-grown coffee." The other one is a little bit more spiritual. In my former parish, at the fellowship hour after liturgy, I don't think it was this particular Sunday with this gospel, but an elderly lady in the parish, who was a little eccentric but very charming person, came up and showed me her pendant. And she said, "Father, you know what this is?" I said, "No, Olga." "Don't you know what this is?" I said, "Olga, I really don't know what it is. What is it?" She said, "This is a mustard seed." And she said, "I always wear that and remind myself to pray for more faith." And I was really edified by this story of a woman with the mustard seed as a pendant. So, Olga, God rest your soul. Where you are now, you don't need faith. There are three, what Christian tradition calls three theological virtues: faith, hope, and love, or faith, hope, and charity. These are virtues or powers which God implanted in our souls on the day of our baptism. They're free gifts from God. We didn't earn them, but we do have to nurture our faith and our hope. We do this, of course, by praying, by reading the scriptures, and asking God to increase this faith in our life. There were, as I mentioned, St. Paul, this tradition probably goes way back to St. Paul, when we speak about the three theological virtues, because St. Paul says there are three virtues: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And the reason why he would say that is the only one of the virtues that remains when we arrive at the kingdom of heaven. Because everything that we have faith in and everything that we hope for will be realized, and we will see it in the kingdom of heaven. So today, as we commemorate this event, let's pray that God increases our faith and open ourselves to have this faith nourished through our own prayer and scripture reading.